Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Ellen and Alana with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a by-election has been called for the seat of Stafford, following the sudden death of Queensland MP Jimmy Sullivan earlier this month. The 44-year-old independent MP was found dead in his home on the 9th of April, with police ruling his death as non-suspicious. Premier David Crisafulli announced on Friday that Stafford's snap by-election will be held on the 16th of May. Locals will elect a new Member of Parliament for the state electorate of Stafford, which encompasses the inner north Brisbane suburbs of Wilston, Chermside, Grange, Kedron, Stafford and Stafford Heights. The LNP has endorsed former Brisbane City Councillor Fiona Hammond as its candidate for the seat, while Labor announced Luke Richmond, a lawyer with a background in health policy, as its candidate. Also in local news, two divers were safely rescued off the coast of North Stradbroke Island on Saturday after spending more than 24 hours at sea. The pair were rescued after a multi-agency air search was launched when they did not return to their dive vessel. The divers were caught in a current after surfacing and were picked up by the Westpac rescue helicopter 7 kilometres east of North Stradbroke Island. Both divers were in good condition and good spirits. In national news, experts are calling for a change to Australia's food production system as the country's reliance on chemical imports through the Strait of Hormuz leaves it vulnerable. Australia's agricultural sector is a vital part of Australia's economy, with more than 90% of the food Australians eat being produced domestically, according to the University of Queensland. 85% of the fertiliser needed is imported through the Strait of Hormuz. However, according to the government figures, the country is still 1.25 million tonnes short of the fertiliser needed for the winter season. Questions are being raised about the over-reliance on synthetic fertilisers, the deteriorating condition of Australian soil due to climate change, reliance on imports, and the overall sustainability of Australia's agricultural system. There are calls for more government investment into facilities and technology here in Australia to provide the country with better food security and resilience and more sustainable options for the future.
Also in national news, 110 new fish and invertebrate species have been discovered in the Coral Sea Marine Park. The National Australian Science Agency announced their discoveries after a research voyage late last year. New species were found between 200 to 3,000 metres deep in mostly unexplored coral sea. According to Chief Scientist Dr. Will White, the new species include two rays, one deep water cat shark, and one chimaera. The number of new discoveries is expected to exceed 200 as their research continues and more cryptic species are identified. In international news, bomb disposal experts carried out a controlled underground detonation of a World War II explosive near Paris on Sunday. The bomb was discovered during construction work on Rue des Chaperons. Thousands of people were evacuated when they received emergency alerts instructing them to leave. After an initial failed attempt to remove the device's detonator, authorities underwent a controlled explosion. Undetonated World War II bombs are still found regularly across Europe. For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 19 degrees with an expected maximum of 28. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.